The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. So, have you ever thought about living on a boat? Living on a houseboat? If you've ever considered the idea, now, granted, now, I don't think I would ever want to do this. So let me just be perfectly honest with you. The idea is something that has its appeal probably maybe 30 years ago when I was young and had probably a stronger stomach. But I don't know. The idea of constantly being on the rocking side of a boat, you know, but here, look, I'm in the business, right? I sell real estate. And the other day I was in Washington, D.C. I'm working with a buyer who is looking for a row house in Southwest or Southeast Washington, D.C. We end up at Cantina Marina, where he keeps his boat. And while we're there, a couple walk in, and I recognize them. I don't know exactly where from, but they're actually listeners to the show, as it turns out. And we go to the same church, which I discovered the next Sunday morning, and that's where I had seen them. And as a result, Al and Charlotte, who are guests this morning, they confessed something, that they're thinking about downsizing from a traditional home to a houseboat. And it got me thinking that this is just nothing I've ever done before, never really looked into that part of the real estate life. How could you help someone find a houseboat? So I've invited them on the show to start a process of us together discovering, you, my audience, and Al and Charlotte and me, discovering what's involved in moving into a houseboat and whether or not this is a good idea or not. So Al and Charlotte, welcome aboard. And we're glad that you could make it this morning. How are you?
Very good.
Just fine. Glad to be here.
Well, we're so happy you could be here too. Tell me, what was it that you're thinking now? So we're right at the beginning of this process. Why were you even thinking about living on a boat?
Well, it wasn't really that original. Charlotte had a friend at work, many years younger than we are, who is moving down from Pennsylvania with her husband and going to work for the same company that Charlotte works for.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent about $135,000 on an actual boat, which they are talking, I think they've made arrangements already, to moor it down there at Cantina Marina.
Mm-hmm.
And live on it. So it came from people who are much younger than we are.
Okay. So, but the thought got you thinking. And so where have you gone? What are you starting to do now? Where are you in your process?
Well, the first thing we did was went down and looked at Cantina Marina because we've never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And we liked the location. There's a lot of exciting things going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about where we are.
Okay. So Southwest Washington, D.C. waterfront used to host restaurants like Phillips and I think it was called Hogan's, if I got that name right. There was a series of restaurants that were there for a long time, and at the very end of it is the Main Avenue Seafood Market, which still exists, the old seafood market. Well, all the restaurants have been demolished, and you may recall that a year ago I discussed the construction that's going on down on the waterfront, condominiums, retail, restaurants. It's going to be something spectacular, and it's right there by the arena stage. Well, there is a... there's a little Mexican restaurant, which is actually quite delicious to eat at. I enjoyed going down there with past clients that I helped buy in Harbor Square, a few blocks away from there, too. And so you have a place to dock your boat if you just like to ride a boat, and you have other people that live there on the water. And so you all came down. We ran into each other, and so here we are discovering this. Now, after I saw you, have you gone any further in discovering what it would cost you to keep a boat? And to buy the kind of boat that you're looking at, or are we? We're not quite there yet.
We're not quite there yet. My young friend at work told me how much she paid for her boat, mm-hmm. and how much she thought it would cost to dock it and utilities down there. The office was closed on the day that we went down, so we couldn't get the information ourselves.
Okay, great. So next Sunday, Al and Charlotte, I want you to come back next Sunday when we talk about where you've gotten in this next week, okay? Where are we? How are we doing in the next week based on the information, okay?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Right. Great. Thanks so much for being a part of the Eric Stewart Show today. We look forward to our houseboat hunt and the real estate end of that. If you have questions, if you're thinking about making a move, feel free to give us a call at 1-800-900-9104 or shoot an email to me at eric@ericstewartgroup. If you have questions, or if you're pursuing a novel real estate purchase like Al and Charlotte are now. Well, you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sally Stepankus, yay! You got here. Good, good, good. Thank you so much for being here. So
pleasure.
We were just talking with Al and Charlotte, who are thinking about buying a houseboat. And you are the interior decorator extraordinaire.
Thank you.
How would you do that with a houseboat? Have you thought of that?
Well, I haven't thought about it too much, but I think about yachts more than houseboats, but I like the idea of both.
Okay.
I think you have to just keep in mind that water can damage everything, so you have to be careful about how you upholster your seats. You have to be careful about what's on the walls. Are they painted? Is it a vinyl wall covering?
Okay.
Something that is mold resistant, I would assume.
I would think so.
Yes. There's a whole world of boat design, you know, with special cabinetry that doesn't warp and, like vinyl fabrics, like I said, that don't, can't be penetrated by water or salt water or stained or anything like that.
Hmm.
I think there's a lot you have to think about.
I would imagine so. So, you know, you think of water, you think mm-hmm. of blues, you think
mm-hmm.
of browns,
mm-hmm.
In terms of coloring. It could be just anything, I would imagine.
It could be anything. Some people think that boats have to be nautical, so they're all navy and white and a little bit of red, but I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think that I would do a lot of neutrals with some sort of sea glass colors, light greens and light blues.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be awfully pretty. I think it depends on the kind of wood that maybe already is there. If it's something really dark, you might like a contrast with something much lighter.
Huh. Fascinating. So have you seen fabrics come into normal homes that come out of houseboats?
I think that originally indoor-outdoor fabrics and vinyl fabrics were made for yachts and boats. And now I use indoor-outdoor fabrics everywhere. We often use vinyl fabrics, which look just like leathers,
mm-hmm.
On banquettes for kitchens. So mm-hmm. you can just wipe them down. If you have a toddler who has sticky fingers all the time, all you need is a wet sponge and you're not going to damage the fabric by wiping
mm-hmm.
it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are lots of just indoor-outdoor fabrics that are stain-resistant and at least stain-repellent, but mostly stain-resistant as well. So I think that that's where it started on boats. And now it's everywhere in the house, mudrooms, kitchens, everywhere.
So I can hear some of our listeners running to get pencils to write some of these things down.
Yeah.
But if they want to reach out to you, how would they do that?
The best way is through my website. Just take a look at stepankus.com and send us an email at info@stepankus.com.
And that's STEPONKUS.
That's right.
Great. So stepankus.com. So let's say that you have I think of a houseboat as a typical one that's, you know, got the layers of buoys at the bottom.
Right.
And there's, then a floor and then maybe a second floor on top of that.
Maybe so.
But I don't know. Can you imagine living on a houseboat?
Not personally, but okay. I think it would be awfully fun. I mean, it would be neat to try it. I hope.
Right.
I hope whoever you're talking to who's buying a houseboat has tried it out before and make sure they like it.
You know, I think that's a good idea. And we're going through the exploratory phase now, or they haven't ever lived on a houseboat. Mm-hmm. They got a friend who bought a boat. You heard
cool.
that
yeah.
from earlier. So, but I would think you'd want to do a trial. Like
yes.
live on a houseboat for a couple weeks before you yes. put the money into one.
Absolutely.
Good idea. That's where we're going to go, and I'll talk to them about that for this week.
Perfect.
Great. Sally Stepankus, come back and join us next week. We'll chat a little bit more with Sally right after we talk to Al and Charlotte about their second episode in the hunt for a houseboat. All right. Those of you listening, we've got Stuart Rosenthal coming up in just a moment, and followed by Dennis Hunter from Brook Grove Retirement Community up in Olney, Maryland. We'll chat with them and new listings, new trends, and so much more right here on The Eric Stewart Show.